is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Mr. Figaro, we have the New American Chamber of Commerce, the African American International Chamber of Commerce, the Hispanic American International Chamber of Commerce. We are a coalition. Businesses are suffering. They have not gotten the type of assistance they need. Currently, the Fed's small business program has $128 billion left, yet cities' minority owners still struggle to get their share. How can we help these businesses?
Good day, good day, good day. Brian Figaro, Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And we have a tragedy happening in our business community. Small businesses, micro businesses, you know, your favorite corner store, are they still there? And obviously more sophisticated businesses. How can we help these businesses survive? In our community, it's a lot of restaurants. Yeah, a lot of restaurants that need assistance that may never exist again. And one of the biggest issues that they have is rent. How can you get rid of those rent arrears? How can you get loans to pay any rental expenses that you haven't paid? Because pretty soon those landlords are going to be serving eviction notices for all businesses. So what can you do? Who can you borrow from? Who can you get a grant from? And when the SBA banks, when they evaluate whether or not you could repay a loan, they look at three things: character, capital, and capability. Your character is your credit report. How good is your credit report, generally speaking? Okay? What's your credit score? Do you pay your debt on time? Do you owe a lot of money? Capability means what? Do you have the income to repay a loan? A lot of people think that, hey, what does it mean when you get a loan? The bank wants you to repay it. And if you cannot convince the bank that you can repay that loan, they are like investors in your business. So, and an investor could either lend you money or give you capital. So this is a time that you could be exploring whether or not people may want to join you, invest in your business as an investor as opposed to getting a loan. And what does that investor bring to the table? And that investor whether or not it's in the form of a loan or capital in terms of shares, they want to know, okay, what's my return on investment? How sophisticated are you? Do you have an accountant or a bookkeeper? Do you have a lawyer? Or do you wing it on the internet where legal issues are concerned? You need professionals that could help you. And that is why we establish our various chambers, the New American, African American, Hispanic American. And one of the consultations that we do with businesses that exist or new businesses, we call it our small business solutions. Yes, our small business solutions, loans for your business. Some people could finance their business in this pandemic, maybe by taking a home equity loan if you own a property. So there, and some people may even borrow from their pension plans. And if you don't want to take the risk of money from your property, which is a home equity loan, or from a pension plan, it basically means that you have no confidence in your own business. So if you don't want to take a risk supporting your business, why would someone else want to take a risk investing in your business or giving you a loan? And when you apply for those grants, they look at the same issues. They want to know, well, yes, you're getting this grant. How are you going to use this grant money? Most small businesses, they could apply for the unemployment insurance. So hopefully a lot of you who are small business owners, you did apply for unemployment. And you may get another opportunity to apply for unemployment because it's before Congress now as to how we extend, how do they extend the federal benefits for unemployment. But your business, and how do you think about business now? A lot of people are saying, you know, this virtual office at home may make better sense than having a physical location. So it's the pandemic is teaching us, you know, giving us ideas about how to operate your business more efficiently with less space. Also, if you have a lease that is expiring, now you are in a good position because the landlords cannot demand the rent that they used to, whether it be for business rent, business leases, or personal rental leases for those of you who, obviously, a lot of people, 50, 60% of us in New York City or more, we obviously rent, we don't own. Which obviously means that, you know, you have no home to accumulate equity in. All right. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Do you have business needs? Do you want to join our Chamber of Commerce? Do you want that small business solutions consultation? And what qualifies myself mostly with these issues is my background. So I have a background, not only a law degree, but also I have degrees in accounting, economics, and computer science. So I have a very strong business experience, and that's why we decided through our Chamber of Commerce we could offer this to our small business owners. So give us a call. The number is for that free consultation is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or you could go to Ask the Lawyer and register for a consultation. That website is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also, great idea, visit our legal website, that's www.falaw.us. Again, www.falaw.us. And in the practice areas, you would see small business solutions. And you go to that section of the website, and it outlines some of the things that we could help you with small business solutions. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Our law firm is in existence for over 2 decades. So we have 2 decades of experience in various areas of law, immigration, bankruptcy, wills and estate planning, matrimonial issues, and business issues. So if you want to start a business, if you want your business to survive this pandemic, if you have visions for your business which you need a second opinion on, and that's always, you know, you should always do so, you could schedule a Small Business Solutions consultation. Again, our number is 855-768-8845. 855-768-8845. Or visit us at Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. And you could obviously say why you want that consultations and say, I want a Small Business Solutions consult. I need money for my business. I need more input into how my business is run. And do you have ideas for my business? And we share those, obviously, our experience with you. You could also visit our Small Business Solutions section of the law firm's website directly, and also schedule a consultation there. So go to our Small Business Solutions sections at Figure & Associates website, which is www.falaw.us. Again, www.falaw.us. I also suggest that you join our Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
You have questions.
Do I have to make a business plan to get a bank loan? How do I write a business plan? Will a business plan help me run my business? Can I do it myself, or do I need an accountant?
These questions are on the minds of potential small business owners. Well, help is closer than you think. Let the experts at Figaro & Associates Small Business Solutions help you answer those questions and get your business the start it needs. At Figaro & Associates, you can have access to a legal department, tax preparation and audit department, and also a franchising and collections department. Call our office for more information about our Small Business Solution consultation. Any question, any issue, anytime. Hear how we can be the solution to your small business.
To schedule an appointment, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.